With us to the book of Hebrews, to the fourth chapter. Thank you, musicians and singers. Hebrews 4 and verse number 16. Glory to God. I want to read just one scripture tonight. I've been feasting on this. God has blessed us and has showed us something tonight we just want to share with you. Amen. And I thought I'm going to be like Elizabeth Taylor and what she done to several of her husbands. And that's, I'm not going to keep you very long. But I do have something on my heart that I want to share with you. It's a very important place tonight. We've been dealing with Gethsemane. We've been dealing about prayer. Amen. But I want you to, and I guess the special day that's coming up tomorrow, National Day of Prayer, and maybe this is what got me to thinking about this, but I say that it's all of God tonight, and I just want you to hear me out just for a little bit. Where the Bible said in Hebrews 4 and 16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Look at that again. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And Father, I thank you for the word of God today. I thank you for this congregation that is set before us. And Lord, if they hear me and hear me only, they're going to leave here the same way they came. They're going to leave here unchanged. But Father, if they would hear you today, and I'm asking you to speak through us today, Lord, what you have given to us, let us share it with these great people tonight. Lord, I'm asking you to lift up and to encourage. I'm asking you right now, Lord, let your word go forth. Let it go forth with power and with authority, because we have the promise, Lord, that it will not return unto you void. So I'm asking you now, Lord, to just get me out of the way and just let me preach tonight what you have been giving to me all day long. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. And let the church say amen. You may be seated. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I said, as you know, Thursday will be recognized as the National Day of Prayer and all the importance of prayer. Can I hear a good amen? The importance and how our nation needs prayer. And as I look at Hebrews 4 and 16 tonight, I see it as an invitation to you and me. Amen. And that's what I want to talk about tonight just a little bit. An invitation to the throne. Amen. And I look at this tonight, and I was passing by, and I saw several invitations to one and to all to join at the post office Thursday. Amen. And with different churches and different Christians to remember and to pray for our nation. And it's very needful, and I appreciate that. I've heard that invitation given on radio, but here in Hebrews, the writer also is sending out an invitation for us to pray. And I just want to look at it just for a little while tonight. When he said again in Hebrews 4 and 16, to let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. First of all, I want you to see tonight that it's an invitation to God's throne. It's an invitation to God's grace. Hallelujah. When I think about throne, I don't have to tell you. You know it. Throne represents power. Throne represents dominion. Where there is a throne, there is a king. And where there is a king, there is kingdom. But when we talk about the throne, we're talking more and far more than a fancy seat of gold where a king would sit. We're talking about power. We're talking about authority. We're talking about dominion tonight. A throne represents the power of an entire kingdom. It is the place of which a king would would sit and issue decree and speak words of life and words of death and words of judgment. And I got to thinking about how God called Moses to be a deliverer to his people. And the Lord, if you remember, he sent Moses to Pharaoh. He didn't send him to Egypt Chamber of Commerce. He didn't send him to any other little thing. He sent him right to the throne, to the one that had the authority, to the one that had power, to the one that had dominion over it all. I want you to hear me tonight. Amen. Pharaoh was the king, the most powerful man of that day. His word ruled the kingdom of that day. His word ruled the nation. But Moses approached Egypt's throne with a word from a greater kingdom. He approached Egypt's throne with a word of a mightier king. And he said in Exodus 9:1, thus said the Lord God, let my people go. Hallelujah. You got to hear me tonight, friend. What I want you to see, we have an invitation to come to a place of power and to a place of dominion and to a place of authority. If there is things that are trying to overtake you, honey, I'm trying to tell you there is a place that you can go and receive a authority and power over that thing. Give the Lord a hand of praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When we accept this invitation, we're coming to that place. We're coming to the throne of God. I want you to catch that. We have to accept the invitation. We have to accept the invitation. But when we accept that invitation, we come to that place, to the throne of God. And brother, God has the power to bring life into every situation. And he has the power to change the circumstances that we face. Hallelujah. I thought about, and I don't know how the outcome will be tomorrow at the post office in Texas, Arkansas, on the state line. I don't know how many will respond to that invitation to come and be among a people who will pray for their nation. Amen. I went last year. Now, I want you to hear me. I went to that last year, and the crowd wasn't overwhelming by any means. In my estimation, there was probably 60 to 75 people, and that's being real conservative. And I'm sure many couldn't go because of jobs and sicknesses, prior engagements. Maybe 12 o'clock was a bad time for them to be there. But what I want to tell you tonight, right now, we can respond to the answer and answer the invitation. Right now, even as I preach, you can go to the throne of grace. Right now, when the singer was singing, you can go to the throne. Would somebody shout amen? Hallelujah. We can go to that throne. Amen. And that's what you do when you go to the throne of grace. You pray. And brother, when you get to God's throne and when you pray to a God that is able to help you. You pray to a God that is really concerned about you. You pray to a God that really desires to strengthen you. I found what he said in Psalm 34:10. He said, the young lions do lack and they suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. I want to tell this congregation to have peace of mind is a good thing. To have a healing in the body is a good thing. To have salvation is a good thing. And for us to receive these, we got to seek the Lord. Somebody give him a hand of praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm thankful for him tonight. I'm thankful for Jesus. Glory to God. In Isaiah, the 6th chapter, you remember that story? Amen. Isaiah 6 tells a story about a time in the prophet Isaiah's life. The nation of Judah, at that time, Judah and Israel were divided. So when I say Judah, I'm still talking about God's people. But there was a time when the two nations were divided. And it was in this time that the prophet Isaiah was called. Amen. And the nation of Judah was shaken because of a king named Uzziah had died. When you read about King Uzziah, he was a good king. He took the throne when he was 16 years old. And he ruled for 52 years. Amen. And if you know anything about Bible history, you know that all the time that Judah and Israel, when they had kings, a lot of them were evil kings. And some led the people in rebellion, and they led them into sin, and they led them to big trouble. Because of the sin and the rebellion, it brought on wars, it brought on diseases, it brought on starvation. But King Uzziah was a good king, and for 52 years he reigned in Judah. And the nation, you look at it, you find it, the nation prospered. The government ran smoothly. There was no corruption. There was no scandals. There was no wars. Amen. The writer was right when he said in Proverbs 14 and 34, righteousness exalted a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Hallelujah. And that's why it became a big deal. And I'm going to read it, but that's why it became a big deal when King Uzziah died. The strong, stable leadership that the people relied on for 52 years was taken away, and the nation of Judah was left with an uncertain future. It was during that time of chaos. It was during that time of want. It was during that time of discouragement that God called his man, the prophet Isaiah, and he came on the scene with a powerful message. And it's found in Isaiah 6 and 1. He said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up. His train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. And with twain he covered his face. And with twain he covered his feet. And with twain he did fly. And one cried unto the other and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of glory. And the Bible said that the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke, or it was filled with praise. Amen. I want you to get this. What the Lord was showing the prophet, the throne of Judah was empty, but God's throne was still occupied. Death had came and had took Uzziah away. Amen. But our God, there's no death in him. He is life. There's no darkness in him. He is alive. Our God reigns. Somebody shout amen. It was in this hard time, in this struggling time, amen, because the King Uzziah was gone, confusion had set in. Amen. But what Isaiah was showing the people, amen, that in that time that Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord. Hallelujah. What's he saying, Pastor? He's saying he's still alive. Glory to God. The real reason for your success, he's still alive. The real reason why you're prospering, he's still alive. The real reason why you're successful is because he is still alive. I don't have to worry because he is still alive. I'm not afraid of the future because he is still alive. Oh, give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. How many knows the Lord is still in charge? Still in control. Glory to God. And that's what I want you to understand tonight. We have an invitation to the throne. Hallelujah. I've got plans tomorrow. If something don't happen, I want to be there. Amen. To represent my Lord. Amen. Around that flagpole. Amen. I want to be there. I'll be in the background. Amen. But that's all right, because I want to gather there. I want to let people know that I'm not ashamed of this gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Samantha, I want to tell them I'm yours, Lord. Hallelujah to God. I want you to know tonight we have an invitation. Something might happen before I get there tomorrow. I've got plans, Brother Larry, but something could come up. Amen. God knows we've had a lot of sickness and a lot of going on around this week. I've been at St. Michael's Hospital. I feel like they owe me a paycheck up there. Amen. But let me tell you something. I may not make it to the post office tomorrow, but tonight I can. I said tonight I can respond. Tonight I can accept that invitation. Tonight I can come boldly around the throne. Give Jesus a hand of praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many knows tonight that place of position and power that I'm talking about tonight? How many knows, oh, that throne of God dominates every other throne? You didn't hear me. I said that throne where you have an invitation to, it has more power over any other throne. The devil's got a lot of people fooled. I said the devil has a lot of people fooled. He's in their mind and he's thinking to them that he's some kind of great big thing. But I'm here to tell you, the Bible says in Luke 10 and 19, Jesus said, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all, not some, not part, not knows, I give you power over all of the enemy. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory to God. I'm going to shout tonight if you don't. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to tell you tonight, the devil does have a kingdom, but it's not bigger than God's. The devil does have power, but he doesn't have half the power that my God has. Somebody shout amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a good hand of praise tonight. I read in the book of Revelation, talking about one day, that an angel, one angel, not a host, not four or five, an angel will come down, bind up that devil and cast him in the bottomless pit. One angel. One angel, friend. Are you understanding? I'm talking about a kingdom that is full of power. I'm talking about a kingdom that's full of glory. I'm talking about a kingdom that has the authority, and you've been invited to the throne. Woo! You've been invited to the throne. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God's throne is a source of unlimited power. Power to defeat demonic strategies. Power to strengthen the weak. Power to give peace to the troubled soul. Power to save from sin. Power to heal the sick. Power to deliver those who are in bondage. Oh, I wish we would get this. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and what? Find grace to help in time of need. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 10, this is something that is unheard of, really. Amen. A lot of people today, they have misunderstood this scripture. I don't want to get in trouble tonight, but I've got to preach the word. A lot of people feel like if they're just woe is me, it means that they're that holy. Come on now. Oh, poor as Job's turkey. Amen. Just sick and afflicted. Surely God's mercy, surely God's blessing. Amen. Listen what Paul said. Paul said, therefore, I take pleasures in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecution, in distress for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. You see, you go to understand that great scripture, you've got to read the above scripture in 2 Corinthians 12 and 8, where Paul said, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from me. What Paul is saying was, I don't understand the attack. I don't understand the thorn in the flesh, but I'm not going to just sit here and take it. I'm going to the throne. I'm going to pray. I'm going to the Heavenly Father. Oh, somebody shout amen. And when he did, ladies and gentlemen, he still didn't understand the attack. I want you to hear me. He still didn't get really what he prayed for. Amen. That's why Jesus said, my grace is sufficient for you. He still didn't understand the attack. But I'll tell you, because he went to the throne, he understood God's grace. He understood God's love. He understood God's peace. All because he accepted the invitation and he came to the throne of grace. I am persuaded to believe God tonight, he may not do it like we think he ought to, the way that he should, but Lord, give me the grace, give me the power, just give me the understanding, give me the love that I know everything is in your hand and it's going to be all right. Oh, he'll give you power, mercy, grace to help in time of need. Somebody shout amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I put this down here. I said it's a critical truth. I guess that's important. It was to me because I put it down there. I said if we're going to survive in this Christian walk, we're going to have to accept the invitation to come around the throne of God and pray. I believe that. I said, I believe that. Honey, if your help alone is in Social Security, you got big trouble ahead. If your help alone is in your wealth or in your knowledge or in your education, you've got big trouble coming. Hallelujah. But when you just turn it all over to God, when you say, God, it's in your hand, I'm telling you, he's able to supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Come to the throne. Somebody shout amen. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a good hand of praise tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I got to hurry or I'll keep you longer than she kept some of her men. As children of God tonight, we have been invited, but not invited only, but we've been encouraged to come boldly to the throne of grace. Why? To obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And that's what I was referring to a while ago. While last year, when I attended that National Day of Prayer here in our city, very few showed up. Probably because I said for various reasons, and I'm not here knocking that. I think it's a great idea what they're doing. Amen. If you have a chance to go, you ought to be there. But many times, hear me, Many times people live defeated lives because they have simply ignored God's invitation. They simply ignored it. It's one thing meeting down there, amen, but you're having a job and they won't let you off, or you're in the hospital and you can't go. That's one thing. But to ultimately to deny and to ignore God's invitation, amen, if we're not careful, friend, that's where defeat, that's where unbelief, that's where discouragement comes in at its hardest. Glory to God. I like what Brother Moon put out there on the church sign. Amen. 7 days without prayer makes one weak. I believe that. Amen. He told me Brother Frankie saw that on a church sign as he was motorcycling somewhere. Amen. And he told me the other day, he said, Brother Frankie told me about that. He said, so I put it out there. He said, but the bottom part, he said, I thought of that of myself. Go to God daily. I like that. Come on, friend. I like that. Hallelujah. Oh, there's something about it. If we would treat the Word of God, if we would treat the throne of God the way we do our cell phone, our computer, our TV, we'd be powerful men and women of God. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to make anybody mad. I'm telling you, you've been invited. You've been invited to power. You've been having an invitation to victory, to dominion, authority. Somebody stand to your feet. Give the Lord a praise in this house. Come on, give the Lord a praise. Woo! Hallelujah! Glory! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not going to ignore that invitation. I've been invited. Come on now, I've been invited. I haven't received a letter. I haven't received a letter. I can't tell you who the coordinator is of this National Day of Prayer that's going to be held tomorrow. Look at me. I've got a letter. Woo! I've been personally invited by the King of Kings. Oh, hallelujah! Somebody ought to praise him. Somebody ought to love him. Give God the glory. Come on, musicians. Hallelujah. I'm going to make myself a liar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I tell you, just remain standing. The enemy will do anything he can to stop you from coming to the throne of God. He'll do anything he can to stop you from praying. Now hear me. Why, Brother Smith? Because he knows this is the place where the King of Kings rules and reigns. I want you to get it. I told you a while ago that where there was a throne, there is a king. Where there is a king, there is a kingdom. Where there is a kingdom, there is authority. If I was the devil and I hated you and I hated your family, I'd keep you busy too. I'd keep you all frustrated. I'd keep you all upset. I'd keep you mad too. Amen. What I'm preaching to us tonight, dear friend, we have an invitation. We have an invitation, glory to God, to a place that we can come and receive power over that enemy, where we can receive the authority through God's word over that devil. Somebody shout amen. Come on and give him another wave offering of praise. Jesus spoke it. It's a word of authority. It's a word of truth. It's a word of power. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. This is a place, friend, where you can get understanding. where I'm going to just allow us to come around the altars. I pray you've been praying right now. Amen. Amen. But we're all going to join together. Amen. And come around the throne of grace. But I'm inviting, as the Word of God has already invited us, to a place where you can get understanding, where you can be empowered, where you can gain wisdom, and where you can gain strength. Oh, I could go on and on. Amen. I don't know tomorrow. I don't know how many's going to respond to the invitation, amen, of that prayer service tomorrow at noon. But tonight, we can all respond to this invitation. Can I hear a good amen? Hallelujah. So I tell you what I want us to do. I want us to say, yes, Lord, I'm going to accept your invitation, and I'm going to come boldly. Amen. The reason why we can come boldly tonight is that we're blood washed. Hallelujah. Come on now. In the Old Testament, you that have been studying about that tabernacle, you know, amen, that if there was any kind of sin, amen, among them, or that priest that would go in, he would be struck dead as two. Nobody could go through there. Amen. But now we can come nigh. Hallelujah. Why is that? Because we've been blood bought. Our sin has been dealt with by the blood of Jesus, and we're invited to the throne of grace. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. I want us, come on right now, come on around these altars. I want us to, if you have to kneel at your seat or whatever you want to do, but I want us to come boldly under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy, that we would find that grace to help in time of need. Come on.